Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Film composer Brandon Vizel is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to literally be able to write some of the soundtracks of projects that you probably heard about and more to come. We also going to be talking about his journey as an artist and what it's been like for him to go through that journey with the world and to be able to share that with all of us. If you're interested into what's coming up next for Brandon, as well as his inspiration that he has for others out there that are creatives in the world, we're going to talk to him about what his advice is for all of you guys with your passion and purpose. Brandon, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Brandon, you know, this has been a lot of fun to be able to prep for this segment with you because I love music. I learned early on to play the trumpet. I was able to do it in school and still enjoy being able to play it. And I've said to others on this program that music has a way of being able to connect people, I think, in a way that very few things can do. What has it been like for you to be able to create some of that music that's been a part of that connection?
Well, you know, for me, I've just been privileged to have it in me from birth, really. So I've been playing the piano since I was four and practically composing for almost as long. So I've just been really, really blessed to have that in my life. So when it comes to writing music, for me, it's very intuitive. It comes as a very free flow, which I think really helps to write music for film. Specifically because you're constantly sort of moving back and forth and adjusting things and making sure that you're there to support the film specifically. So,
right.
It's been great for me.
Yeah. You know, I was on your website, and we're going to be, of course, letting our listeners know how they can go on there as well. But, you know, one of the things I thought in the very first trailer that we're able to see on BrandonVizel.com is, you know, how the music almost seems to perfectly marry the story that's being told and, of course, you know, being able to kind of bring us in as a viewer. Do you think that's part of your gift, to be able to do that, to take what is someone's idea and to create something that really does complement it well?
you know, it's hard for me to say that from my perspective, but I would like to think so.
Okay.
And I have been sort of complimented on my ability to – I really kind of in my mission statement is to service the film. So, you know, when you're writing music for film specifically or any kind of visual, you kind of have to take the ego out of it. And it's more about what you're trying to accomplish for the viewer than it is about the music. At the end of the day, it's really important to write good music, and you hope that that's also there. Yeah, I mean, I've always really appreciated the power the music has in film. Depending on who you talk to, you know, some people say it's up to 60% of the overall tone and feeling that someone's trying to create in storytelling. So when I'm writing specifically, I'm really trying to pay attention to what the vision is of the director and how we can accomplish that together and how the music is working towards that end result.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting that you would use that word ego because, I you know, it is so interesting to me in life how it is the ego, I think, that sometimes keep people from reaching their own personal greatness, not necessarily what people would expect from them, but what they could definitely want for themselves. Do you think having that view, Brandon, of not letting yourself get in the way of the project, do you think that is one of the reasons why people, you know, continue to praise your work as well as come to you for work?
Yeah, I do. I think you know, if you look at relationships with directors and producers and composers along the way, generally once everyone clicks together, they tend to continue to work together because it's a very intimate process. And music's one of the most difficult things to communicate, especially when it's relating to someone else's vision in film. And so I think it's just really important that you find a way to understand that, you know, it's kind of a fine balance. You have to have the confidence and understand that you're the musician, you're the composer, you're the one with that expertise, but at the same time, it's about, again, getting to the end goal of the entire project. So, yeah, I do. I think that that is something that maybe for other composers, it's a little harder to let that go. But, again, for me, it's really enjoyable. When you finally see everything come together, it's just it's an amazing feeling to just see all the pieces come together and realize that you've put things in a perspective that was your intent, you know. So
exactly. And I think, too, remembering that, you know, and I think it goes back to what you mentioned about ego, Brandon, about it being larger than you, that it being a project that is larger than you, and that if you can realize that, then it's going to definitely do what it's intended to do, and that is to be able to affect the masses. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with film composer Brandon Vizale. He's making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his love of the arts, but also what it's been like for him to use his own particular gift to be able to create some very, very powerful pieces. We're going to be hearing one of those pieces here in just a moment. Brandon, I want to talk to you about it. I mentioned this to you before we went live. You know, one of the things that you do on your website at BrandonVizale.com is share not only clips, you know, where we're able to get an idea of your work, but also your blog on there. Did you know necessarily that you wanted to be able to be as open with the world by being able to share your thoughts about not only your own career, your own journey, but also the industry that you're a part of?
I don't know that it was really necessarily that deliberate. But it's kind of the way that I am, and also, you know, this industry is a difficult industry for a lot of people, obviously, but there's very little rhyme or reason to things and how you get to where you need to be for projects and how you build and how you get more work. So to me, it's a little bit of it helps me, I guess, to be able to express myself and my feelings about all of the struggles that I'm going through. But also, I think it's important that other people who may be in the same position as myself feel sort of like they're not alone. Because, you know, sometimes it feels like things aren't going as fast as you would like them to go, or you're not sure if you're doing the right thing. And I think what I've learned is that there isn't necessarily a right thing. There is no clear direction. You don't go put flyers on doors like you would for any other business. You find a way to connect with the people that you need to connect with. And that also means being the kind of person that you want to be and the kind of person that you're looking for to work with. Because, again, it's like I say, it's so intimate. You're not just going in and getting a job done. You're trying to work very closely with someone. So as far as the communication goes, you know, I think I would like someone else to also do that. And there's, you know, there's other people out there who are very open, and I just have a lot of appreciation for that.
Right. You know, I believe, and I think when I was reading your blog, which is the only reason why I'm bringing this up, Brandon, because it inspired me, because I think there are people out there who are doing things that they wonder sometimes, is it worth it? And I think to be able to kind of balance it, to look at what you're doing and why you're doing it, I think it goes back to the why, your motivation for what you do. And it seems like to me, and I want you to talk about this, that it's very clear in reading your blog and then, of course, experiencing your work that our listeners will be able to do here in a moment, that your intent is pure. And do you think that is one of the reasons why you've been able to have the longevity, because you have the right cause, the right purpose in doing what you do?
I hope so. I think at the end of the day that, at least for myself and my life and what I see around me, the people that I meet, when you have good relationships with people, and they may not necessarily directly get you somewhere. In other words, they may not be a filmmaker even, who's going to hire you to do a film. I think it's important to just be a pleasant person to be around, to be honest, to be the kind of person that someone else wants to work with, I suppose. So,
right.
Yeah, I think it's all vital in experiences and relationships on any level.
Exactly. Now, we're going to be letting our listeners enjoy one of the selections here. Brandon, the piece is labeled Air, but what can you tell us about the piece we're going to hear?
I did an album called Flight a few years ago, and really I was doing it more of a kind of a demo CD to sound as much like a film score and yet be diverse in culture, tone. And it was really well received as just a nice listening CD. So this is a track that I've been planning on putting on another CD, and really it's just kind of following the same tone, although I wouldn't necessarily say it was with the same intent to be a demo CD, but because it was so well received in general, I really would like to keep going in that direction. So that's where this track came from.
All right. So we want our listeners to be able to enjoy it. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Brandon Vazell. Thank you. That was a piece by Brandon Vaisdell, who's been our guest for this part of Conversations Live. He's been talking with us not only about the gift that he's been given, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. So, Brandon, you know, I'm sure the question you get is a question that I hear from some of our other guests on this program, that people want to know what's next. So what's the next project you're working on?
Well, on the opening page of my website, I think you mentioned it, is the trailer for a really powerful film called The Dropbox. It's a documentary, and that's scheduled for a theatrical release in early spring, so I'm really excited about that, and it's been a pleasure working on that project. As of just a few days ago, the trailer went viral and hit just over 6 million views, so I have really high hopes for that. I've been in conversations with Lionsgate TV for some possible things in the future there as well. So, you know, for me, I think it's true for anybody in this business, it's important to be sort of diverse. So as much as I would love to just focus on film, you know, I also enjoy doing work for TV and library music and all that sort of thing. It's competitive, it's important to really try to cover the gamut. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing. And I think, you know, I believe, and I think you're proof of this as well, Brandon, that your gifts will always make room for you. And I think that is what we're seeing. And congratulations, of course, on, you know, on the response, even to, you know, to the trailer. I think that says a whole lot, again, about that marriage between the story and, of course, the music. That really helps to bring it to life and make it soar. Mm-hmm. Brandon, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you.
My website, it would probably be the best way, is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Vaisdell, V-I-S-E-L.com, so BrandonVaisdell.com. Of course, I'm on Facebook, and Twitter is just BVaisdell. So, yeah, all of those are all the typical ways of getting old.
Well, Brandon, I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation something that I like to ask all of our guests, because I believe everyone has something to add. What advice do you give to other creatives out there, or anyone with a passion for something? What do you tell them about the importance of not only staying true to their passion, but not giving up on it?
Well, it's funny you say not giving up. One of the best things that I heard from one of my professors was the only people that didn't make it in this business are the ones that gave up. And for some reason, that's always really stuck with me. And I suppose it's because at the end of the day, if you keep moving forward, if you keep making progress, and even though it may feel as though it's not moving quickly or even sometimes not at all, the truth is it probably is. And if you keep going in the right direction, eventually something's going to come through. And like we talked about, just be honest with who you are. Don't try to be somebody that you aren't, because you probably not going to find the people or the projects or any of the things that that you want in the big scheme of things if you kind of lose your identity and things.
Exactly. Again, staying true to yourself. I mean, that is the key, I think, to everything. Brandon, thank you so much for sharing that. Again, Brandon Vaisdell has been our guest. Again, everyone, BrandonVaisdell.com is the website for you guys to stay in contact with him and all the projects that are coming up for him. And at B Vaisdell, as he mentioned earlier, is how you can stay in contact with him on Twitter as well. Brandon, congratulations to you again. We appreciate the time, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to stay in contact with you.
Thank you so much, and absolutely, anytime.
All right, then we'll definitely make it happen. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Brandon, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Or you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll see there on the left-hand side of your screen there. We want to thank our friends at blogtalkradio.com for carrying this online for us. And again, thank all of you all for listening. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.